Golden State Media Concepts Technology Podcast covers everything tech. The hottest mobile phones, tablets, games. We review it, rate it, test it. Whether you're Microsoft or Apple, Android or iPhone, we'll give it to you
again and again.
Black and white. The Golden State Media Concepts Technology Podcast.
What is up? Welcome to the GSMC Technology Podcast on a Thursday today here as we're going to do some talk, of course, on Fortnite as they have come out with their latest update, and we'll, of course, link the patch notes along with you if you have not accessed them quite yet, or if you're a peripheral Fortnite player and you kind of wait for this, the updates to come around, and we'll do that for you right away. Going into the Fortnite talk, then we're going to go into some Apple talk as they have been slapped with some sanctions due to infringement on whatever level. They've also reached a milestone that I don't even know. It goes billion, trillion. Is it, what is it after that? Billion, trillion, billion. I don't know. They've gone over a trillion. I mean, they're over one of whatever the next thing is. They're over 99.9. They're over $999 trillion. We'll just say that of their valuation. I mean, you can go look at their stock price and then look at their market cap and multiply those together to see, tell you how many shares. And then you just, obviously the market cap is quite crazy. I mean, the market cap is different than obviously what they're worth. I mean, right now it's at, it's about right. it says 99.1 billion, but then I just read somewhere that it was over a trillion. So, Apple's worth, because a billion is nine zeros, right? Nine zeros is a billion. Then what's 12? Trillion is 12 zeros. Then what's the next one? That's not $1 trillion. It's got to be over $1 trillion, because a billion is the next one. So, well, maybe it is a trillion. I guess it is $1 trillion. I can't add correctly, because that'd be a billion. The next one is a trillion. Yeah, so that's a trillion. Yeah, so then that 99.9 billion would be 999 followed by nine zeros, correct? And then, okay, so it's over $1 trillion. There you go. I don't have to think of the word that comes after trillion. I have to learn how to count correctly, I guess, we're going to go through that in the middle of the show. But before that, let's go into the Fortnite stuff, as, of course, that is what is on everybody's mind coming into today. As they, of course, continued, I mean, of course, we have the leak. They have different Prime packs, all this stuff you can buy if you're part of Twitch. They have a Twitch Prime pack that's going to include a rocket propellant and explosive themes. Guided missile weapons will return to the shelf. They're also going to add this spyglass sniper rifle. It's supposed to be a powerful sniper rifle. This is a quote from them. Powerful sniper rifle that fires... it fires a single shot per magazine, but packs a punch. So you got to reload, I guess, every time, but it does pack a punch. And then, of course, you should expect a lot of recoil kickback when you fire it. So your character will obviously respond to that. Another thing with the updates, this is the 5.10 update. Jetpacks are going to be tweaked a little bit with the increase to fuel regeneration. So the fuel generation rates will be better, but the decrease, also the burn rates, will be better as well. So that basically just means you're going to stay in the air longer, and you're also going to recharge your fuel faster than you would before, as well as this is a limited time mode. It's also it's called Fly Explosive. It's a limited time mode that gives players the jetpacks and arms them only with explosive weapons. So the jetpack, like I said, they're going to have better recharging ability, and also they're going to stay charged longer, but then also or fueled longer. And they're also going to be strapped with the explosive weapons as well. So that's pretty darn cool. So that's pretty much, I mean, that's not it. Obviously, we're going to get into more and more of it as we go along here. But, Fortnite's been pretty cool. I mean, I'm already seeing reports that, I was expecting it. I'm very surprised, that, Fortnite is becoming a almost like a sport. So you get, like, you know, you got, I had baseball lessons when I was little. I had lessons with the private coach, and my parents thought that I was going to be good enough to go play in college, which I did for a little bit. And this is going to be the same way in sports. I mean, I would not be surprised pretty soon here if we're going to see, I think there was one school that does offer a scholarship for esports, and we're going to see a lot more schools, I think, start offering scholarships for esports, because kids are going to watch it. It's a problem. Baseball, I mean, I'm a big baseball fan. If you are as well, we have the baseball show on this GSMC podcast network as well, if you want to watch sports, if you want to listen to me talk about baseball as well. So I do that Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, GSMC baseball podcast. But as an example, baseball is kind of losing its youth of viewers, and they're trying to get them back, shortening the game a little bit, making it a little more fun. They have the players weekend and everything. Honestly, they need to expand that to more like players week, so where they could do that the whole week with the cool jerseys and the cool bats and the cool nicknames on the back of the jersey. That was actually really fun last year. Just an example of how you can make things more fun and more things, make things more attracted to the younger crowd, the younger demographic. And that's what esports are doing. And I'm already seeing people who's have jobs of recruiting these players, whether it's for Overwatch League or for 2K League or for Madden League. All these sportsmen, because it makes sense. All you need is a console, a TV, and a couple controllers, and you can go at it. You can. It's competition. Same thing with Fortnite. You saw what they did during E3. They had the big 100-person private, the first private battle royale where everybody was in the same area playing this one game, instead of having it be obviously an online version where everybody around the world is joining in on one battle royale match. You're having these 100 people in a private battle royale match, and it's going to get to a point now where kids are going to start keen on this. They're going to start turning it into revenue, because this is going to be money making. You're going to get sponsors. You're going to get, you saw they had it on, it's been on ESPN. ESPN's bought the rights to air a lot of this stuff too. We've already seen during the NHL, NHL 18 had a big competition at the end of the NHL season for hockey, that is. And we had a worldwide tournament. We had kids from Canada and Finland, the United States, Sweden, Norway, Germany, all around the United States, I mean, all around the world, playing NHL 18 again head-to-head against each other in a bracket-style tournament. I mean, what's wrong with that? It was on TV, and actually, it was actually pretty darn entertaining to watch. The kids might not be, they're serious too. They're no messing around when it comes to playing these games. It's a lot of money at stake too. You see some of the grand prize winners are ridiculous. It's hundreds of thousands of dollars. I mean, have been thrown in on this because they know it's going to start getting a lot of, it's becoming popular. It's been popular. It's becoming even more popular. And what I'm getting to here is this article that I saw where parents are paying tutors now to teach their kid Fortnite. There's tutors now for Fortnite, which I'm actually not surprised. I was like, to see the article already posted and written and it's out there, was kind of surprising, but it wasn't that surprising to see that people are already getting tutors for their kids to play Fortnite. Not surprising at all. It's just not surprising, especially with the way esports is going, with the way I'm saying, be ready for the, it's going to be called, I mean, you have the student athlete. Now it's going to be the student gamer. It's the student gamer. It's the same thing. You're going to get scholarships to go to school to play video games competitively, because it's competition breeds viewers, breeds advertisement, breeds money, 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 money. And of course, obviously, there's going to be deals drawn up and all this kind of stuff, because, you know, Fortnite costs money to play it and all those things like that. So baseball costs money. You have to buy a baseball glove. You got to buy a bat. You got to buy cleats. You got to buy pants. You got to buy a hat. You got to buy a belt. You got to buy football pads. You got to buy hockey pads. You got to buy skates. You got to buy cleats. You got to buy a helmet and all this kind of same thing. You got to buy your best gun that you're going to do the best damage with in Fortnite, and when you're going into your competition, you got to buy the best armor, you got to buy the best character. I don't know, yeah, it's all this kind of stuff goes into the same realm where you can compare and contrast these sports, where esports are going to turn into the exact same thing. We're going to get the NCAA, or it's going to be the NCAA, National Collegiate Athletic Association. We're going to get the NCGA, National Collegiate Gaming Association. Seriously, it will happen within the next few years. It will happen. I'm very confident it will happen. The fact that parents are already getting their kids tutors, I'm not sure if it's going to go. I mean, the one thing I think it might stop it is if the colleges don't want to do it. If it's not going to go into like a con, if they're going to start, because what breeds good college sports is the conferences. So you have these conferences, you have geographical rivalries, you have these storied schools. But imagine if they start doing the same thing. What if Ohio State starts a gaming team, a Fortnite gaming team, and Michigan starts a Fortnite gaming team? So every time they could, anything you could pair it up. The thing is, I know that sports are kind of like, sports, but like a player games, which is fine. Not everybody's a sports fan. Not everybody's a gaming fan. But there are people, especially in college, our age, like millennial age, in the 20-year-old or late teens, early 20s-year-olds age, where people are going to be into games, also into sports. So, like, I mean, I just thought about it off the top of my head. Michigan versus Ohio State is a huge rivalry every year for football. Just letting you know that for those who don't know, it's a huge rivalry. It was an example I just pulled off the top of my head. But imagine if they set up an Overwatch tournament the same weekend as that game. And they sent wherever the game is this year it's in Columbus, Ohio. So Michigan sends their best Fortnite gamers and plays the best Fortnite gamers at Ohio State, and they have a battle that's for prize money, for bragging rights, for a trophy, for whatever wants. Put some sponsors on that stuff. Get the Big Ten involved, which is their athletic conference, and that for those two schools. Get them all involved. You can do the same thing as playing the football game, but just on a couple TV screens with a couple gaming consoles, and go at it. Boom. You could have a million. The thing is, these schools have so much money. They have so much money, especially the big ones. They can afford to build a gaming center. They could afford to build any of these schools. I mean, we've already seen on ESPN, they have these beautiful arenas. We have people around sitting around them when the players are in the middle playing. What do they play? League of Legends? I think they play League of Legends on Skyrim. A lot of them. Skyrim also has a big league. Or Overwatch. We talked about Overwatch a lot, where they have the Overwatch leagues, where these players are kind of in a really cool arena setting with these laser lights all over the place and just having a lot of fun. And, it's going to be the same thing for a lot of different games. And Fortnite is definitely, it's reached over $1 billion in revenue. You know that, right? $1 billion in revenue. And this game, has it been a year yet? I haven't seen something maybe since, I think this is my only comparison maybe is Modern Warfare 3. I think it was actually Modern Warfare 2 when the first Nazi zombies came out, and then when Halo came out. Halo 3, I think Halo 3 or 2 came out on the Xbox 360. That just blew up. Unfortunately, it couldn't get as high because Halo was only available on Xbox. You couldn't play it on Wii, you couldn't play it on PC, you couldn't play it on your phone, you couldn't play it on a PS3 or PS3 at the time, or PS2 even back then. But now, Fortnite, you could play it on Xbox, Switch, you can play it on your PS4, your phone, computer, wherever you want. Only thing is, if you have an Xbox, we talked about it a lot on the show, if you have a PS4 and you make your Fortnite account on your PS4, you're kind of, that's it. You better hope your friend has a PS4, or you bring your PS4 over to your friend's house, because you ain't playing on his Xbox. The only problem I think with that, my main problem with that, is the fact that what if somebody has a phone, they want to play on the mobile, and they have the same account as the PS4 account? You can't transfer it to mobile. There's no cross play even on mobile. I didn't double check that, because that's not nice. I get the whole like company thing where, okay, Sony wants to kind of keep their lock it down to just Sony. But I mean, the phones are, it's not Microsoft. It's not Microsoft coming after you. It's not Nintendo coming after you. It's just Apple or Google, Android, not a gaming company or developer or whatever. But yeah, Sony can make their own rules. They can make their own rules. They can do whatever the hell they want. They're just going to get a bunch of flack for it, I bet you. Coming as they already had, or they already have over the last few weeks, they've had a lot of flack for it because it was pretty shocking when they did that. That all came out during E3, and it was like, whoa! You're locking us in now. You're locking us down. We love your console, but we want to play it on other platforms as well. So they said, nope. Better get an Xbox One because you have to definitely be a little more accustomed to, connecting with your friends and trying to get it all on the same thing. But no, this segment, I'm just kind of going off my own. Esports are the future. We're going to get there. With the fact that we're already seeing parents get tutors, they're getting a tutor for their child to play a video game. And it's because it's lucrative. It's like a sport. It's like getting your kid a passing your quarterback a passing coach, or your little point guard a shooting or dribbling coach, or a speed training coach to teach them how to run better or something like that. It's the same thing. You're refining skills, and we've already seen it. They're going to have these esports leagues starting for NBA 2K, for Madden. They already have one for Overwatch. They are going to have one for Fortnite, and then you're going to start seeing these colleges. I guarantee it. These colleges are going to start jumping on this. I gave you already the Michigan Ohio State comparison, where you can have that weekend where they had the football game. Send the best gamers to Columbus. Send the best gamers from Michigan. Have the best gamers from Ohio State play each other in Fortnite and have a trophy, have some money involved, get the conferences behind it, turn it into a sanctioned event, because that's where we're going. That's where we're going. It's where we're headed. All right, that'll wrap it up for this segment. We'll come back after the break, and we'll talk a little bit more about Fortnite. I'll go through the patch notes a little more with this new update, the 5.10 update, and then we're going to get into Apple and their sanctions that were put on them, and also the news that they have reached over $1 trillion in valuation. The company valuation has reached over $1 trillion. Their market cap is at over $1 trillion. So we'll talk about that on the other side. Stay tuned.
Want to be healthier, yet you just don't know what to do. All these shows telling you this and that, but nothing seems to work. Well, listen close. Golden State Media Concepts has got something great for you. The health and wellness podcast dedicated to workout trends, healthy eating habits, diet, and everything about healthy living. Join us in our banters as we help you not just live life to the fullest, but live it to the healthiest.
All right, welcome back into the GSMC Technology Podcast on a Thursday today here, as we just talked about how Fortnite is, Fortnite might be the catalyst to it. I mean, I don't want to say it's the start, because it's not. I want to say maybe Overwatch was kind of getting the start into it. There's been multiple other games that have had their own esports leagues already with the very beginning of it. Then it goes into, of course, now sports games are going to get more and more involved. We've already seen the NHL league. This year we're going to get into the 2K league and such like that. But no, Fortnite league is going to be eventually. I mean, come on, why not? unless some reason they figure it out and it's not like lucrative enough for them or something to do a Fortnite league of some sort, where you can have some kind of competition, will take away from their own from Epic Games, their little, I don't want to say their nest egg or whatever you want to call it, their income level. It should be just fine. All right, moving on along to, we still have some Fortnite stuff to talk about, don't we? We have the patch notes. So I do want to go over a couple more things with the Fortnite stuff. I'm also going to connect, I'll link the patch notes to the show notes with the show today, so you guys can just find those, the Epic Game, the patch notes for Fortnite. But we're going to talk about a couple more things that come with this new patch. Well, I mean, I don't know, are they calling it a patch? Are they calling it update, content update? Well, let's do that right now. So we talked about that jetpack game mode. Obviously, I think it's a whole game, isn't it? It's like a separate game. They have in Battle Royale, they obviously have the missiles, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But with the jetpack mode, I'm pretty sure it's a separate game where everybody's on a jetpack. Isn't that what it is? I think that's what it is. Yeah, it's for the playgrounds. Okay. All right, so for Battle Royale, obviously, for those who have already been playing since yesterday when it all started, you guys have an idea, but for those who haven't quite gotten to their consoles and had some time to play Fortnite, here we go. In Battle Royale, you're going to have the guided missile. It returns to the vault from its little absence, as you can definitely scan the battle. You can now scan the battlefield from a bird's eye view and weave through different obstacles and then rocket ride your teammates into action, of course, if you'd like to do that. And then, of course, that fly explosives. So we talk about the fly explosives. It's a limited time mode, is, of course, that's going to be a cool little addition for your whole team, as you're going to use jetpacks to fly above everybody and rain down the explosive. And it's a game mode. So I think you have to actually enter into that one where you have a whole squad of people flying around on jetpacks. And of course, we talked about the whole jetpack thing where they're going to be able to fly around longer and also recharge faster as well. In that limited time mode with the fly explosives, I'll go over more. So it includes, obviously combines a lot of different things. So it's going to combine the high explosive LTM also with the vaulted limited time item with your jetpack. So obviously you're combining your explosive and jetpack together. Sounds fun. And you can also floor loot spawners will also occasionally spawn jetpacks. Will also spawn jetpacks as well. So you can get them in a couple different ways. And they've, like I said, they've also increased the fuel regen rate and also decreased the burn rate to default jetpacks. So, you know, you can stay up in the sky a bit longer. And also the rocket ammunition is capped at 120. And then between the wait for the between storm wait time has actually been lowered down because due to players, they don't need as much. They figured out that players don't need as much time to find loot, you know, and stuff like that. So, the average match length should be lower than 20 minutes long now. All right, weapons and items, guided missile returns. We'll talk about that. It's available in epic and legendary variants. They have a false duration reduced from 18 to 15 seconds. There you go. Fuse duration, that's what it is. And then also, so you have a little bit less time to get away. And then your movement speed is going to be decreased a little bit, as well as your reload time being increased. So by fractions of a percent as well. So, and then reduce player damage down from 105, 110 down to 74, 77 damage. And then structure damage down from 1,100 to only 400 now. So you have to work a little bit harder. And then also explosions now damage structure with no regard to line of sight, as well as the guided missiles can be controlled through your keyboard as well if you're playing on PC. Some bug fixes, as in Save the World, the Spyglass Sniper Rifle. So you can put that in there. It's also being added in to the weekly store, and you can do that as well. And then I think that's pretty much it as it goes right now. So that was it. Yeah, that was. I mean, obviously you have a major updates regardless with your guided missiles and with your jetpacks. Definitely gonna be some fun playing that jetpack mode, flying around different, blowing people up and different explosives and stuff like that. All right, moving on from Fortnite, as we're going to go into some talk on Apple and how they have reached $1 trillion in market cap, which is crazy right now. If you go on your phones, if you have an iPhone or if you have the stock app, I would say go to the Apple symbol and click on it and go down to market cap. It'll say 999 point. Right now, I think it's 999.6. It changes a little bit. It just changes $500 million here and there. No big deal. It's just ridiculous. The quantities of money, the fact that a decimal point means a million, or actually, yeah, the decimal point means a million, means actually a hundred million, hundreds of millions. So we'll do that in just a second. What, giving you as my stock app updates for me here. What's Apple at right now? I mean, they're up another 2.45%. They were up like 4% yesterday. Actually, they did go down. Oh, it went down $2 billion. It went down $2 billion. It's at 997.1 billion as their market cap does move around a little bit regarding stocks and trades. We saw Google. We talked about it last week when Google had their big tank. I mean, not Google, Facebook. When Facebook had their big tank of the last season, not last season, last week, they had tanked, obviously. When your stock price drops $40, $40 times 3 billion stocks, or whatever it is about $120 billion. So, I mean, that's kind of how it works for when you extrapolate it all out. So, I mean, the fact that they have 3 billion shares out there is just insane. I think Apple probably has a close to that amount as well. But Apple's been traded for almost, I mean, seemingly probably double the amount of time that Facebook's been. Facebook, their IPO was, I don't want to guess, I think it was in 2012, I want to say. Let's see, here we go. We're gonna double check this. I don't want to miss guy. I know it's been recent. Yeah, 2012. Wow, May 18th, 2012. That was a complete guess, by the way. But yeah, they went public May 12th, 2012, or May 18th, 2012, and the Apple IPO was well before that. Obviously, as their stock price has been quite, their IPO was in 1980. So there you go. But yeah, no, 3 billion shares for Facebook already, and then I mean, we can try and tell you how many share. I mean, you multiply nine. I mean, it's actually trillions of shares. Actually, it's probably more than trillions of shares. It's two. It's about $200 a share right now, and the market cap is at $9.98 billion. So yeah, that's how you figure out how many you divide it, and well, actually, it's divided by, not multiplied by. So actually, we can do the math. Let's turn my calculator sideways. We'll do a trillion. Let's just do $1 trillion. And that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 divided by two. We'll just do 205 because we're around what's at. Oh, 4.8 trillion. No, that's a billion, isn't it? Yeah. 4.8 billion shares. Which actually doesn't seem like that much compared to Facebook already having 3.3 billion shares. And yeah, they've been around for what? They've been public for 6 years, and Apple's been public for a couple, almost two decades. So, I mean, almost three decades, if I could do math correctly, four decades. Yeah, let's do the math right. 1980. Four decades, almost four decades for Apple. As their shares, I mean, that's still a lot of shares. It's almost two more billion shares. But yeah, it's pretty crazy how Apple's done that and gotten to that point. I mean, if you own Apple stock, take a look at your portfolios right now, because you'll probably be pretty happy. And I mean, I'm not telling you to sell, because I mean, it's a blue chip stock, and you kind of want to hold on to them. They're very valuable. But I mean, we don't see any. I mean, the thing is, the fact that we're getting this kind of pop up right now can be kind of weird. I know this isn't really the business show per se, but with these tech companies, their lifeblood is earnings reports. And Apple, obviously, the earnings report for quarter three was way higher than expected. Well, not way higher, but higher than expected as projected. And then also, they have the phones coming out. So, but the thing is, you have to sell. You can't just, we're going to sell a bunch of phones and make some money. You know, they need to sell a lot of phones. They have a number that they need to hit. Basically, they have this number they need to hit. And if they don't hit it, the stock price will go down, because that's kind of the same thing that happened to Facebook. Facebook has a number they need to hit, and they didn't hit it, or they're going to hit it. Actually, Facebook's a little different, because Facebook is Apple. I've had what, four iPhones or something like that over my life. I'll probably have four more or something like that in the future, because you keep buying them. Facebook, I already have an account. I'm not an active user. I'm not definitely not a daily active user. You might be able to consider me a monthly active user, but I'm not a daily active user. And they're going to reach their cap of people that can have Facebook. There's 3 billion people on this planet that have access to, have the ability to get a Facebook account, and 2.3 of them already have it. So they're going to reach a cap here, and you can see that. I mean, in this. In their earnings reports as well. So, and then obviously the reaction to it. But looking at Google, and I mean, looking at Apple right now, yeah, it's been pretty lucrative. As I mean, I own some Apple shares. I'm looking at it right now. I'm just no offense, but I'm just peeking at it right now to see what's going on around the world, and around, you know, around what's going on with the whole how do you make money in stocks. You wait, you buy good stocks and you wait, or you go risky and you cross your fingers. I mean, there was a guy who made $500,000 in one day off of that tank from Facebook. It's called putting put stocks or shorting a stock. And Facebook tanked, and you make money off the tank, basically. I mean, it's called, I don't know what the actual technical term is of it. Go watch The Big Short. You'll know what it's called. It's like buybacks kind of thing. So these swaps, what they're called. So I think that's what it was called in the movie. But yeah, so that's pretty cool. All right. So we're going to actually talk about Apple a little bit more on the other side of the break. I just know I kind of fanboyed out a little bit with this crazy number that they're getting at, and also doing my math with this whole stock stuff. I know I kind of get a little bit on the business side of this thing. I know these are tech companies, but the thing is, these tech companies are great. They produce these great products, but they're also a business. And sometimes that's what can get them in trouble. And we'll talk about that in the next segment, especially with Apple. And how they've gotten called on the carpet a little bit, and have been fined lately. I think they're fined a few hundred billion dollars, not billion, but million dollars, which is, I mean, million to those kind of companies. Like Facebook lost 120, actually they lost 120 billion, not million. So that's a little different. But I'm trying to see here Yeah, Apple. Now we're seeing all the reports coming out. Bloomberg just came out with a big, not a big article, but an article called Apple to the $1 trillion world. As Google's got to get close. Google's got to be real close to getting to that point as well. Because I mean, I'm gonna go check on their market cap as well. As they got to be close to. They got to be close to trillion. Yeah, see, they're at 851. They're at 851 billion. So yeah, they're probably about a year away or so, or maybe a good sale season in the winter and in the Christmas time away from being at the $1 trillion mark as well. All right, we'll come back after the break. Everybody, stay tuned, and we'll do some talk on Apple, and also there's some startups that want to. I know that's why I have my title line up there, because there's some startups that are actually pretty cool, especially for in the classroom as well. So we'll do that on their side. Everybody, stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
All right, welcome back to GSMC Technology Podcast on a Thursday today here, as we are going to talk about some of these startups coming up here. I mean, I thought I saw Apple gets fined all the time. It got fined back for patent infringement back in May. I thought I saw something on my wires here that they were being fined again, but it was probably more congratulatory stuff regarding their $1 trillion, coming close at least to reaching $1 trillion. Valuation. So, and the thing is that all it has to do with the stock price has to go up to like $210 right now. It moves around literally by the minute. Right now it's at 207 actually. So yep, their market cap is at $1.01 trillion officially. I'm for the first time seeing it here on this on the own Apple stock app. But you know, good for Apple as they opened up. They've already gone up $7 today as they opened at $200.58 even, and they are now at $207.26. So wow, I mean they were sitting around $180 for a couple months as they spiked since that their earnings report did come out over the last week, or a couple days ago. All right, going back into the startup stuff, as we have some news from a company called CampusWire, as they're going to be launching a new way to redesign classroom communications, which actually is pretty cool. So this is obviously communications is huge inside educational places, and this is the guy who started this, Tade. Oyerinde, Oyerinde, so Oyerinde, I'll say that Oyerinde. You never know. My last name is literally so hard to pronounce. People pronounce it like 50 different ways. But he was studying at Leeds, and he founded this place called Glee Spot, which is a service to target college campuses, and that didn't work out. So he moved on to something else, and then also. Created something called Uniroulette, which is something like chat roulette. Comes on this third time's charm with this project called CampusWire, which is also launching publicly today. And it is, meant to efficiently maximize the ability for classrooms to conversate and obviously among different disciplines from math to English. And help the efficiency with that. So it is inspired from Slack and other Kerberos campus communication tools with the focus on saving time of the teachers and faculty. So what they're kind of, I mean, whether it's going to be like, I mean, we used iLearn, which was kind of a portal. There's also Blackboard. There's also something called, I don't know what it was called, Campus to Me or something like that. I don't know. There's all these different portals for professors to use and colleges to use. I know Blackboard is a one that was really popular, but didn't get greatest reviews. So it looks like that right now at this whole Campus Wire, everyone's kind of, the whole goal is to meet everybody halfway, since everybody's obsessed with texting, Instagram, YouTube channels for communications. This is obviously professors, a lot of them use emails. This is kind of to help get them more into more of a platform where you can ask questions, upvote answers, and it's going to be creating basically a social media for education. And it's going to be kind of, I mean, upvoting, that's kind of like a thing you get from Reddit. Sorry, Reddit has a lot of upvoting stuff as well. So you can have a campus forum and you can have kids go on there and ask questions. And if they have the same kind of questions, I'm assuming you could upvote them and they would rise to the top and the teachers would be able to address them easier. So it is going to be creating a community in a lecture. So basically, whether it's going to be live during class or after class or whatever it's going to be, maybe both. There's definitely something that I would like to use in college for sure, because sometimes you never really want to raise your hand and speak out. You're on a computer the whole time anyways. And if you want to try and voice something, you can do that very easily. And then obviously the design of the product, obviously division. This is obviously by efficiency. Questions are really easier to surface for students. Obviously, like I said, it's helping. It cuts out repetitive questions. So, like I said, if you have a question that's the same as your friends or somebody else in your class, you just upvote it. You just say you upvote the answer and the question, and it rises to the top, becomes one of the more popular questions. The teacher will address it, and it becomes easier for them, more efficiently, instead of them having to comb through. I mean, that's the thing. My professors complained all the time at college that they were getting the same emails from kids and multiple of this and that. I mean, this is kind of setting up a one-stop shop where, yeah, we did have the ability, because we had iLearn. We did have a portal where we could, the professor could put assignments out, put readings out, put different, Word documents with rules and guidelines on assignments and things like that out. And we could also turn it back in through them. She could grade them or he could grade them, and we could do messaging through that as well. But people kind of get locked into their emails because that wasn't really the easiest way to do messaging. It wasn't the best platform that one was. And these kind of, they're more of a teacher to student, turn in assignment, kind of situation versus person to person communication. This is more like that, where you're going to have the entire class in a kind of this little bubble, and being able to have more of this communication with the teacher is going to be pretty cool. So he noted that obviously there's been issues with trust and safety since class discussions are closed to non-enrolled students as well. So his quote was actually 40% of students were never going to ask questions unless they can do it anonymously, which is that's the thing. People are always afraid of the stupid question. And even if you are privately emailing your teacher about something, you can get nervous about it. Like I was one of the, I was proud of myself in making sure I had perfect grammar and perfect, using the right words, using the big words, always saying showing appreciation in my emails, because I don't know, you don't want to come across as a chump or something like that. So, he's right. Across the country, across the world, kids, you take all sorts of learning styles and put them together. It's hard to do that, but there is a common consensus that kids and students have trouble asking questions, especially if they're nervous about it or questioning the question itself. And it's definitely easier to do that anonymously. And then, of course, people will gang up on it. But, oh, wow, I didn't think about that. Oh, I had the same kind of question. Okay, upvote. And the teacher can address it that way versus having to field 10 different emails asking the same question and having to respond to all of them individually because you don't want to try and lump it together. But this is going to be kind of that one-stop shop, like I said, for this kind of way to work it out. And also, they've also included, it looks like they're also including ways to incentivize students. So it says that they wanted to, this is his quote, he said, incentivize the top 5% of students to help each other out. They literally jump in, so professors have to do less work. So basically, you're going to create incentive and different ways for the top students to know that, number one, they're going to be told they're the top students by some sort of metric, and then they're going to be prompted to assist other students. So say, I mean, that's actually pretty cool. So say they have like a accreditation, or you're number one or something like that, or you're a captain or something like that. I don't know. This is a different word. I'm trying to think of here, think of what they could do here, but it is a startup. It's a brand new company, but what they could do here. I say, you're number one, you're captain one, you're captain two, you're captain three, you're captain four, because of your performance. We've seen that you're getting it. You're really getting it. So and you can kind of integrate helping other kids into their assignments now, because they're going to be done faster. They're going to get it faster. So you can try and integrate it, and maybe, like I said, take some of the pressure off the professor, let them get more work done, other stuff that they do. And it'll prompt other students to kind of step in and answer certain questions if they know the answer, because there are a lot of things there's always going to be things around class where kids are unsure about something. So they ask the professor, but they could have just asked their friend or classmate and got the same kind of answer without bothering the professor, because it's always nice to have that ability. So it looks like that the platform actually has been in beta since last fall at UCLA, which is actually obviously is a great place to start this off at. And he said, this is his quote, the starter, the creator of this whole thing, Tade, his name is Tade, as he had to say, users use us over 5 hours per day in 3 out of 4 classes at UCLA, and in all of them, it was over 3 hours per day on average. He also said, we had over 75% 10-week retention. The team chose UCLA, obviously, because it has a quarterly schedule, so it meant we had twice the iteration half-life. So basically, yeah, so they can, instead of, because they change every quarter, instead of having to have it in one class for the whole 16-week semester, you get two 12-week quarters, or what, I think they're, or maybe they're 10-week quarters. You can kind of move it around different classes as well. So you get a better iteration with twice the half-life. So because you have two different, basically you're breaking it, instead of having one big block semester, you're just cutting it in half and having two quarters where it does change around a little bit as well. So you can get a better data field. It looks like that it's going to be debuting its kickoff from when school obviously gets ready now. It's going to be, he said, we're going to continue with the student outreach and getting a wide cross-section of classes this fall. The startup is now based, has a team of six based in New York City. So that's pretty cool. Honestly, I like that. I wish I kind of had that in school, because I would have been able to, I mean, I don't know. I'm not going to deem myself one of those top 5% people, but if I was, it would have been really nice to try and be able to help kids. And if it's, I don't know if it's all anonymous or whatever it is, but if, it doesn't matter. If it is all anonymous, you're still helping them. They're still getting the information. They just, doesn't matter who they was. And the anonymity of it takes all of the drama and the pressures of college and high school out of it. It's, you don't know who it is. It could be your biggest enemy helping you out. You have no idea. It could be the bully. I mean, I don't want to talk about bullies. Bullies are bad. What was the bull? I mean, there was another Say No to Bullies. Is that what it is? Or there was this organization that I wanted to kind of pop up a little bit with, about bullying. But yeah, no, Say No to Bullying. Actually, yeah, it was Richie Incognito's getting involved in it. This is the, one of the NFL players who I'm just trying to see what's actually called. Where is it? The bullying one. He was getting involved in a. Boo to Bullying. There it is. Boo to Bullying is this. It's a great organization. So yeah, I wanted to find that. When I said that, I'm like, whoa, not bullies, but no, you never know. Antonymity breeds, I think, more of a. What do I want to say here? I'm trying to think of the word. It breeds a way for people to kind of just not just put blinders on. You're focused on your school. You're focused on your work. You're not worried about, oh, Susie was the one to tell me about this, or Freddie gave me the wrong answer, or something like that, or I don't want him to help me. I don't like him very much. You don't have to worry about that. Don't worry about it. You don't know who it is. It's all in the interweb, and it's locked in. You know they're in your class. They know you're doing the same work as them, but maybe they just get it better than you, and they can help you out. So that's pretty cool. All right. We're actually going to finish it up right now here in this segment, as I'm kind of coming to the close of what I wanted to talk about here, as we're going to do the last little startup that I wanted to bring up on the show. I know. Wasn't that Campus? That's pretty cool. I like that one. Campus Wire. And then there's another one as we have Stamply. They raised $6.7 million in Series A funding. It's pretty good. Streamline invoice management. That's actually pretty interesting. Invoices aren't the easiest, aren't the most sexiest thing to talk about, but definitely something that that can be helpful for a lot of different businesses as well. And then also, I thought I saw one more on here. Was that a startup or was that just one of your regular tech ones? HR startup named Namely gets a new CEO and also $60 million in funding to soar again. Namely is a HR startup, so it's going to be it's actually over 400 person, 6.5-year-old company, but doesn't have the same trajectory, but it does get a new CEO and is going to be getting some funding to help out with some HR stuff as well. So, all right, that'll wrap it up for the show today, guys. We'll come back on Tuesday and do another show, beautiful technology show for you with some more updates, and hopefully you guys enjoy your Fortnite over the weekend with the new patch and such. So everybody have a good weekend. Talk to you later. Bye.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Technology Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. From movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.